Fred Greenstein, a Princeton University presidential scholar, says he has six criteria for judging a president's management success. Greenstein has used these to measure presidents since FDR. They are emotional intelligence, cognitive style, effectiveness as a public communicator, organizational capacity, political skill, and policy vision. He is giving President George W. Bush high marks. His colleagues in academia argue that you can't separate a president's skills from the substance of his policies. Greenstein says President Bush has grown into the presidency in all the important areas.
I think he's someone who is rather solidly centered emotionally. That would not have been the case when he was a young man abusing alcohol and so on, but he seems long ago to have conquered those inner demons. As far as brains go, I don't view him as a kind of a Saturday Night Live doom cup. As far as skill is concerned, he's kind of a natural politician, especially at the stroking and back slapping and so on. He contrasts very sharply with his dad on vision. He's not an abstract visionary, but he's someone who sets goals and achieves them, for better or for worse. You may disagree with him, but he's always got an agenda. He was a very imperfect communicator for the 8 months preceding 9/11. He's really stepped up to the plate considerably after that. And as an organizer, it is quite a professional.
What do you see as his best quality?
I think it's the combination of the sense of direction and being a political natural, being someone who I think he's very good at sizing situations up and sizing people up.
And the worst?
I don't think he's drawn to complexities, to the play of ideas, to thinking about intricate trade-offs and the like. I think he tends to be too linear for the intricate world that we face.
And that would be the biggest contrast with his predecessor, perhaps?
Right, who was the other way around, who was sort of full of swirls and curlicues and capacity to produce 100-word sentences that parsed, but who could never get off the dime.
What needs to happen for President Bush to maintain this standing in your system?
I think he's much more up to speed, but kind of binary in the sense that where he focuses, he's strong. That was true in Texas as well. Where he doesn't, things tend to slip away.
Some of your academic colleagues are not happy with your report.
Mm-hmm. Well, my own wife from time to time says, he drives me up the wall, he's so detached. But I'm like, there was an old and I suppose now sexist joke about sociologists, and it went as follows. A sociologist is someone who, when a beautiful woman enters the room, he looks at the other men looking at her. And I do kind of consumer reports of presidents. I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm even now doing some of that with the early presidents, the founding presidents. So that may seem amoral, but I think it's important to understand what has and hasn't worked in the past.
Fred Greenstein at Princeton University has released a report of President Bush's management style.